You are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
Excellent. So we are here on the line with Ben Flanner, founder of the Brooklyn Grange. Ben, what's been happening over at the farms?
Hey, Aaron. So first of all, I wanted to give a quick report on the tomatoes from the Septoria leaf spot for all those that are gripping the edges of their chairs after last week's episode. And we're dealing with it decently so far. Luckily, it's been hot and breezy and mostly sunny, which is actually great for suppressing a fungus that thrives in a cool and moist environment. We trimmed off lots of the leaves that were infected, and not too many of them have grown back, and plants are definitely hanging in there. And then I kind of just wanted to give a little overall about what's happening at the rest of the farm, because things are really, really starting to pop, and July is approaching, which starts a lot of the fruiting season. The cucumbers have started to roll in. We just had a few for last Sunday's market, but we'll have more this week for our Saturday market in Queens and for the Sunday market in Greenpoint. We have lemon cucumbers, which is the little round, almost looks like a little round, pale tennis ball. And then punakira, which is, I think, one of my favorite tasting ones that I've found through the years. It's a kind of a pale yellow. Skin can be just a tad tough, but the flesh is usually really sweet. And then just classic green slicer. The zucchinis are coming too. We're harvesting some blossoms off of them, but the fruits are, the fruits are probably 2-3 foot diameters. They're kind of growing out in circles. And we'll start cutting, believe it or not, first few fruits tomorrow. There's a couple that are coming in that are basically ready to pick.
Nice.
And then in general on the tomatoes, this wouldn't be the ones that had the septoria, but a couple of the varieties, especially some of the classic red ones, like sort of like a small beefsteak slicing tomato, they're actually fruiting, and there's some nice, real healthy-looking green fruit on them. That is early, especially considering we have not had an early spring so far. But we're gonna leave them on because they look healthy, and obviously we'll be able to sell our tomatoes no matter when we get them, especially if they come early.
Yeah, and no one ever is like, no, I can't eat tomatoes till a little later in the season. They're there. Well, Ben, I have a question for you. I'm looking at the weather report for the next 4 or 5 days, and it's basically 80 degrees and a lot of rain. And I'm just curious, how that impacts your planning for the next few days at the farm, if it does.
Yeah, very good question. Actually, in lieu of that, we are planting a lot of seeds today. We're getting a lot of seeds into the ground, and it's always perfect timing when you know that they're going to get a nice, solid rainfall on them. Keep the seeds moist, because that's going to increase the percentage of germination and also the odds of germinating as well.
Do you notice that increase? There is a difference with, like, rainwater versus just, giving them a lot of water yourselves? Why would that impact kind of be different or more or less controlled? Is it just the volume of water or?
Yeah. It's the volume and then also the amount of kind of resources that we have. We have aerial sprinklers that we can water our seeds with. But, of course, if the weather's not cooperating in regard to moisture, it's fairly inefficient, and it's also not very, it's also not very sort of thoughtful to be running the sprinkler all day in the heat of the sun, because you're going to have a lot of evaporation. You're just going to lose the value of a lot of that water. Plus, it's also a significant distraction because we don't have like a aerial automated system that we can just flip one switch. We got to be running around with the hoses a little bit and adjusting lines and things like that.
Got it.
So basically, if we throw in say like a bed of greens where there's thousands and thousands of seeds that go in and they're near the surface. If we get blazing sun and no rain and we don't water them at all, we'll probably lose those seeds, especially if it's lettuce or something like that. So what we do is we'll run the sprinklers on them for a few minutes per unit of area, like at the end of the day, in the evening, because then it's not all just going to evaporate. And then also if the dew comes out in the night, that'll moisten it a little bit. And then also we can hit them first thing in the morning.
Got it. And what about dealing with the rain from like a harvesting or staffing perspective?
That is another question. So, in general, we work through the rain, but if it's a really heavy rain and it's a work day, then we definitely cater our tasks around it and maybe just call the day early or just cancel if it's like a really miserable amount of rain, because it's not worth risking everybody getting sick or, having a crummy day. But if we're harvesting and there's restaurant orders, as there will be tomorrow, then, it's a 100% rain or shine. Got to get that order out. Got to get the, because everybody's still going to go shop. They're still going to go out to eat at the restaurant. So we can't just cancel because it was raining.
Yeah, got to keep on going. Well, Ben, thanks so much for taking some time to give us the update. We look forward to checking in with you again next week.
Sounds great. Have a good day.
Awesome. Stay tuned. Up next, we have another episode of The Farm Report.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.